Welcome to Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson, an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics, a program designed to take you back to basic principles for living found in the Word of God. Pastor Brian is currently taking us through Ephesians, and coming up, he's revealing some of the schemes of Satan that he uses to try to trip us up as Christians. So join us for a message called The God of This Age from chapter 6, verses 10 through 13 as we go back to basics.
You know, it's a little bit tough. I know you come to church and you hear a message about the devil, you know, and it's like, wait, is that right? But, well, of course, you're not going to really hear about him anywhere else. And, but we need to understand these things because he is our adversary. He is opposing God. He's opposing the advancement of the kingdom of God. He's opposing the work of the Spirit of God in our lives. So it behooves us to know a little bit about him. So we're going to look a little bit further into that today. So previously we learned that we're in the spiritual battle. We learned about our adversary, the devil. We learned that he is exceedingly powerful, that he is ultra intelligent, he's thoroughly wicked, and forever the enemy of God and man. And we also saw in the passage that we read together today, we looked at it previously, that he is the ruler. He and these evil forces are the ones who are actually ruling over the world. So what I want to do today is draw your attention now more specifically to his activity in the world. What are the things that he is doing? And believe it or not, you might be shocked to find this out, but the devil is working in sometimes in the realm of nature through what we would often call natural disaster. Sometimes Satan can actually be the force behind those kinds of things. He's working in the world societally. He's orchestrating the philosophies and things that govern the societies throughout the world. And then he's also working in the realm of religion. And so those are the three areas that we want to consider today. So The reason, again, that this is important also is to be able to understand ourselves and then maybe give an explanation to others why the world is in the condition that it's in. Because we hear people all the time criticizing our faith, saying things like, well, you know, if God is good like you say, if God is love like you say, then why is the world in the state that it's in? Well, the devil is the explanation for that. Yes, God is good. Yes, he is loving. Yes, he did create the world in a state of perfection. It was all good, but something happened. And that thing that happened has everything to do with this person that we are looking at today, this person commonly called the devil. So let's look first at the devil's work in the realm of nature. Did you know that Satan has a degree of power over nature? Do we know that? Do we understand that? And when we get word of some catastrophic thing that's happened, maybe a great earthquake and a resulting tsunami, or a powerful hurricane, or tornadoes ripping through a region and destroying so many lives, or flooding, these kinds of things that we hear about rather frequently, do we realize that many of these things are in reality a result of the devil's activity? Now, I'm not saying that every time there is an earthquake or every time there is a hurricane or some natural sort of disaster, that on every occasion that is the devil. That's not true. But I think his hand is in these things more than we would often think. Now, we know that there are times when a judgment like this, a catastrophic, cataclysmic kind of a judgment, we know that there are times when God is directly responsible. We have biblical examples of that. Of course, the greatest example would be the flood. God was the one who brought a flood upon the earth and destroyed the majority of humanity because of sin. And then we have another example in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, recorded for us in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis, this fire and brimstone that's coming down, that's being rained down from heaven. We also have an example of it in the destruction of Egypt through the plagues. So in each one of those cases, of course, God was the one who was bringing a judgment, and he was using natural disaster, if you will, to bring that judgment. So some disasters are the result of God's judgment. Some disasters are truly natural. They are natural. There's no spiritual force manipulating nature. It's just something that naturally occurs because we live in a world that is subject to this kind of decay and corruption. So sometimes it's God. Sometimes it's just a natural course of events. But there are times, as I said, when certain things that appear to be natural can be orchestrated by Satan. And the Bible does show us on a number of occasions that he has the ability to manipulate nature. Let me give you an example here. In the book of Job, in the first chapter, there we find, it's an interesting scene because God is there in heaven and Satan appears before God. And God asks Satan the question, where have you been? What have you been doing? He says, I've been going to and fro in the earth. I've been going up and down in it. And God says, oh, have you considered my servant Job? Satan responds and he says, oh, yes, Job, yes, I've considered him, but I can't get to him because you put a hedge around him, around his family, around everything that belongs to him. You're protecting him. But if you would, this is Satan speaking, he says to God, he says, but if you would pull back that protection and let me get at him, he would curse you to your face. In other words, Satan is saying, Job is only serving you because you've blessed him. You take away that blessing and he'll curse you. So God says, okay, well, here's what we'll do. I'll let you have Adam, but you can't touch his physical being. But you can attack him. God gives the permission. And so then we leave the heavenly scene, and the next thing we find ourselves there looking at the life of Job and his experience. So now, suddenly Job, this blessed man, this wealthy man, this prosperous man, suddenly he finds all kinds of things are happening to him that are destructive. And two of the things that happen are directly related to what we're talking about here. So at one point, as the servants reported it, there was fire from God that came down from heaven and consumed your flocks and consumed your servants. So there was apparently a lightning storm. Secondly, The servants come and report, your sons and your daughters, they were all in the house together. They were celebrating together. They were enjoying each other's company. And a mighty wind came from the wilderness and blew the house down and destroyed the house, and your children are all dead. That was the report that came to Job. Now, you see, in the story as it proceeds, we see that Satan is the one who's manipulating nature to bring about the fire from God, as it was called, the lightning storm that destroyed, and also to bring about whatever it might have been, a tornado or whatever it was that brought the house down that destroyed or that killed the children of Job. So in right there, we see that Satan has a certain amount of power over nature. When we come to the New Testament, we find an interesting thing in the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus is out on the Sea of Galilee with his disciples. And it tells us there in the 36th verse of the fourth chapter that there was a great windstorm that arose and the waves beat into the boat. And you've probably read that story. Jesus is asleep there at the front of the little boat, and there's this storm. The disciples are convinced they're about to perish. They're crying out. Jesus stands up, and it says this. It says, he arose, and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. Now, the interesting thing is that the word that is used here, the Greek word, Jesus rebuked, is the exact same word that is used whenever Jesus dealt with demonic spirits. So whenever Jesus was encountered a person who was under the control of the devil, and we read there that he rebuked the evil spirit, it's the same word. So what we see here is that the sea being agitated to the point where the lives of the disciples and Jesus was in jeopardy. This wasn't merely a natural occurrence, apparently. It was being manipulated by Satan behind the scenes. Satan was trying to destroy Jesus and the disciples. So my whole point is simply this, that we make a mistake if we fail to see that there are certain occasions when Satan is behind these kinds of things, storms, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods. Like I said, we commonly refer to these as natural disasters, or the insurance companies refer to them as acts of God. That's their way of not being obligated. Hey, God did it. We can't, you know, we don't really cover acts of God. That's literally their argument. But we see here that sometimes these activities are directly related to the devil. My personal opinion is that the devil has a hand in these things more often than we'd like to think. And there are two reasons why I believe this. Number one, Revelation 9:11 refers to Satan as Apollyon, and the name Apollyon means destroyer. This is what the devil does. He's a destroyer. And of course, this is what happens in these kinds of cataclysmic, catastrophic types of things, right? You think of the tsunami back at the end of 2005, and it's estimated that that approximately 300,000 people lost their lives as a result of the earthquake and then the ensuing tsunami. And so in these things where we see this death and we see this destruction, this fits perfectly with what the devil does. And then secondly, in Revelation 13:1, we read about the blasphemy that originates from the devil. And this is usually the response of people to these kinds of things. Isn't it true that so often people say, well, you know, how do you explain the tsunami? How do you explain the earthquake? How do you explain this destructive force of nature in light of your good and loving God? And isn't it true that the atheists themselves often use these kinds of things as part of their argument against there being a loving God? Well, if there's a loving God, why does he let these kinds of things happen? So you see, There's destruction. There's blasphemy. Satan is responsible for those things himself so often. So we see that he is working sometimes in the realm of nature. But then also, we must recognize the devil's work in society. Satan is working among men. He works through political systems, educational processes. He works through things like the media. He works through entertainment industry. Wherever you have fallen, sinful people that he can influence, and people who are in places of power or recognition where they can influence others, you can be certain that he is active there. And it's important for us to understand this, because sometimes we make the mistakes, even though we have a Bible, even though this stuff is spelled out for us here in the scriptures, sometimes we make the mistake of viewing a lot of what goes on around us as merely political or politically or socially related. And that's a mistake if we fail to see that there's a spiritual force behind the scene. Remember in Ephesians 2:2, Satan is controlling the course of this world. That's what Paul tells us. The course of this world, the fads, the fashions, the philosophies, the ideas that seem to originate just in the minds of men, there's an evil mind behind all of this that's manipulating it as well. And so whether it's political, social, educational, religious, business, or otherwise, the devil is at work. Never forget this. Satan said to Jesus regarding the kingdoms of the world, he said, they are mine and I can give them to whomever I wish. Jesus didn't contend that. Remember in the story of the temptation when Jesus was being tempted by the enemy, it says that Satan took him to a high place and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. And he said, all these belong to me and I will give them to you if you will but bow down and worship me. So Jesus didn't dispute that claim because the Bible does teach that. Now, of course, the Bible also teaches that ultimately God is sovereign, and even Satan is subject to the authority of God, even though he doesn't recognize it. But in a sense, the immediate control of much of the world is under the devil himself. So the world's promotion, we can see it in these things, the world's promotion of humanism, materialism, hedonism, narcissism, idolatry, all of these show the work of the devil behind the scenes. Think about it. Think about humanism. What is humanism? Humanism is the idea that man is the ultimate. Man is all there is. Man is the measure. There's no need for God. Human reason is sufficient to take us where we need to go and to build the kind of world that we aspire to build. Humanism essentially has deified humanity. And that is the predominant philosophy of the Western world today. It's the predominant philosophy that is communicated in every public school classroom throughout the country and throughout the Western world. Humanism is the primary philosophy. And along with that, you have materialism. And not simply materialism like we would think of it in consumeristic kinds of, you know, people are materialistic, but more materialism in the sense that the material is all there is. In other words, there's no spiritual. There's nothing spiritual behind the scenes, like I'm saying. Materialism would say, no. The universe is just a material thing. There's no spiritual component to it. Men and women are just material beings. They have no soul. They have no spirit. We're just like machines. That's materialism. That's a dominant view today. And then there's hedonism. Hedonism is the idea that pleasure is the ultimate objective of life, that it's all about pleasing yourself, living for pleasure. The narcissism is similar, except narcissism is more directly related to self-love. And all of these things are basically forms of idolatry. So in society, we see that Satan is very much at work. And when you listen to these ideas, these philosophies, you know, especially the materialism one, and they're all connected. Humanism is essentially materialistic. But, you know, when you have people today telling us that you're just a biological machine, your thoughts, your feelings, and so forth don't really matter. They're all just a series of chemical reactions, and there really is no right or wrong or anything like that, because you think certain things are right because that's what your chemicals in your brain are telling you, but somebody else's chemicals in their brain are telling them something else. People believe that. People promote that. That's really kind of where you go with Dawkins and the new atheists. That's pretty much where they're at. But when you stop and think about it, you think, oh, this is, how could people think that? There's a form of insanity that results from these materialistic philosophies. But these aren't things that the human mind alone has generated. The human mind has been assisted by the devil. See, he's that great evil mastermind planting a lot of these thoughts and ideas in the minds of people. So we see his work in society that way. But there's another thing that I need to point out as well, and I mentioned it previously, but just to come back to it, Jesus said regarding Satan that he was a murderer from the beginning. And wherever we see the prevalence of murder in a society, again, you know that the devil is at work. Going back to the Job story that I referred to a few moments ago, there's another aspect to what happened in Satan's attack against Job. There was the natural thing, the fire from God, the lightning storm, the wind. But then there were marauding bands of Sabaeans and Chaldeans, two different occasions, where they raided Job's goods and they killed his servants with the sword. And it is clear from the text that they were stirred up by Satan. Satan stirred them up to do that. And so the taking of human life, you know that this is another place where Satan is obviously working. And the most current example of this in many ways would be what we see with the radical Muslims and the atrocities of ISIS. And these horrific stories that we're hearing about them going into villages of civilians, unarmed people, and they're going in and they're brutally massacring these people. And you look at this, and of course, there's a ton of evil in the human heart, but when you look at things like this, you've got to see behind the scenes that, you know, there is this satanic manipulation that's taking place.
Thanks for joining us today on Back to Basics Radio with Pastor Brian Broderson. We'll return next time with more spiritual insights from the Scriptures. But if you missed any part of this study or you'd like to review it again, you can do so by going to backtobasicsradio.com. Click on Resources, then Audio. There you'll find all of Pastor Brian's teachings through the Bible, and you can either podcast, stream, or download for free. If you'd like a CD, you can call us at 1-800-733-6443 and request the message by title or resource number. Today's message is called The God of This Age, and the resource number is BBE0042. If you have any questions or encouragement, or would like to support this ministry, we'd love to hear from you, and you can contact us directly at backtobasicsradio.com. You can also follow Pastor Brian on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in today, and we pray the Lord continues to strengthen and encourage you in your faith as we study through the Word of God together. Basics Radio is an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.